to the Middle East now. The most recent international tension over Syria ended for now with diplomacy and the signing of Syria to the International Chemical Weapons Conventions and a process for dismantling chemical weapons arsenals in Syria. The civil war continues, however, sadly. But it also resulted in some surprising cooperation between the U.S. and Russia, and perhaps most surprising of all, a warming of tone between the U.S. and Iran. This has made Israel predictably nervous, and statements from the Israeli government reflect this. But what has been less predictable is how Saudi Arabia's relationship with the U.S. may have been affected. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi officials in Paris this week and acknowledged the difficulties in a statement to reporters in London yesterday.
We know that the Saudis were obviously disappointed that the strike didn't take place, and it's our obligation to work closely with them, as I am doing.
Prince Bandar bin Sultan, the Saudi intelligence chief, says his country will be making a major shift in relations with Washington and reportedly deliver that message to Secretary of State Kerry in light of what Riyadh sees as a misguided Middle East strategy. Joining me now is Carol Murphy, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of A Kingdom's Future, Saudi Arabia Through the Eyes of Its 20-somethings. Carol, welcome back to the show.
Hello, John.
So is this about the strike not taking place with the Saudis, or is this about a sense of being marginalized a little bit in all of this diplomacy that's taking place?
Well, I think the recent comments from the Saudis and their decision or their announcement of their decision last week not to take their UN seat are all meant as a message to Washington that they're deeply upset with the direction of U.S. policies. But it's not just simply the fact that the U.S. declined to bomb Damascus over its use of chemical weapons last August, and it's not just about the possibility of a new rapprochement between Washington and Tehran. It's a buildup of many other things, too. For example, the Saudis have been deeply upset. They were deeply upset about the U.S. invasion of Iraq because they feared it would lead to the mayhem that we see now and give Iran an opening into the Arab world. And then more recently, they were upset by the U.S. response to Egypt's revolution and the U.S. decision to accept the ousting of President Mubarak, a longtime ally of the United States. And the Saudis saw this as a possibly something that might happen to them in the future if the U.S. could abandon Mubarak after he'd been such a long, close friend. What would they do if a similar situation erupted in the kingdom? So I think it's a buildup of many things, and we just have to wait to see what will happen next. I'm sure that Washington is going to make extra efforts to calm the Saudi jitters.
Now, the Saudis, of course, have some levers to pull, certainly in the oil market. And what about in the cooperative arrangements that so far seem to have been fairly smooth between the Saudis and the U.S. in the drone war that seems to be going on in Yemen?
Yes, counterterrorism is a major part of this relationship, and it's important to both sides. And they have seen eye to eye on many activities in the fight against al-Qaeda. I don't think that that cooperation will be upset by the new Saudi feelings of, annoyance at U.S. policies. I think that the counterterrorism aspect will continue unabated.
Can the Saudis in any sense veto or slow down a U.S. rapprochement with Iran, a change in tone, if it results in greater influence in the region, something the Saudis have been steadfastly against?
I don't think that the Saudis are in a position to slow down any such rapprochement. And we must be careful to see that the possibility of that rapprochement is still a very big if. But what the Washington can do is, just be much more assertive and aggressive about telling the Saudis that any rapprochement with Iran could work to the Saudis' benefit in the long run, because that rapprochement won't happen without an Iranian promise not to develop a capability to build a nuclear weapon.
And if that kind of tone doesn't take place between the U.S. and the Saudi Arabia, we could see oil prices spike for one reason or another. Carol Murphy, thanks so much.
You're welcome, John.
Carol Murphy is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of A Kingdom's Future, Saudi Arabia Through the Eyes of Its 20-somethings.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.